We are fast approaching the MLB trade deadline. And of course, the Brewers have been in conversations. You're seeing them as potential buyers. Certainly want to bolster that offense, want to get more bats in that lineup. But I saw Joey Gallo this morning. I saw the Brewers attached to Joey Gallo this morning. And I got to tell you, that was not doing anything for me. And it shouldn't do anything for anybody who's a Brewers fan, Gabe.
Why? He's not going to help. He's going to make you worse. Like, this team's offense is already bad. You don't want one of the worst players offensively in baseball. I understand he's got some pop, but dear Lord, he has struck out 106 times in 82 games.
But you will get all of those My Cousin Vinny references every time he steps to the plate, right?
I guess if that's worth it to you.
The two Utes.
Like, the Yankees are one of the best teams in baseball.
Yeah.
If they don't want him, why would you?
It just makes me laugh. The Benintendi thing, though, kind of pushed that right to reality.
Yeah, but
it was very obvious that they then were going to move on from him.
Saying JD, he's gone. Martinez.
So JD Martinez for the Red Sox is a potential option. So the Red Sox, the Brewers beating the Red Sox 2 out of 3 times this weekend certainly helped the Red Sox potentially become sellers before tomorrow's deadline. The problem with JD Martinez in the Brewers is JD is a DH. That's all he can do.
But he's a good one.
He is a good one. But the Brewers signed Andrew McCutchen to kind of fill that role, and I don't think you want McCutchen playing in the field every day. But that would be the sacrifice. Like, hey, you go to McCutchen and go, hey, I understand we've got 2 months left in the season. We need you to play the outfield more. Can you handle it? You're just trying to find a way to keep your best bats in the lineup at all times, and you're going to have to do a little bit of juggling with the limitations that JD Martinez has. But JD Martinez would be... One of their best hitters.
I mean, he's a rental
because
he's up after this year. But
Correct.
What would that cost them? Just some minor league prospects? The fact that he's a rental, it wouldn't be too crazy?
It shouldn't be too crazy.
The money they could do?
Yeah, they'd be able to figure out the money.
Well, let's get it done.
Ashley, who are some of the other people out there that you think the Brewers could be targeting or should be targeting at this trade deadline?
Now, similarly to JD Martinez, my guy's been Josh Bell. But he also, A, is probably going to have to heavily be a DH. Left-handed bat. He can hit for power if you need him to. He can play the field. He can play the first base. But again, then you're taking the bat
then
out of Rowdy's
hands. That's
the problem is right now, they don't have any like great lineup, but any options that are out there available where they could easily grab someone then affects their current lineup that they don't want to affect. That's the problem. But Josh Bell's been my guy from the start.
JD can play the outfield. I don't know if you want him playing the outfield.
No,
is he better or worse than Keston Hiura playing the outfield?
He's worse. He's old. He's just old.
Yeah,
he doesn't
move
real well.
After seeing Keston make that catch earlier this year, we caught it, crashed into the wall, and held on. JD ain't doing that.
No.
Keston's a better outfielder.
How about Juan Soto?
They should go get Juan Soto. I agree.
Yeah, right.
I'd be into it.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
You might have to give up a little bit.
Very expensive.
I mean, the guy turned down, what, $455 million?
Yeah, but he's still under team control for 2 more years. So you don't have to give him the bag.
He's
going to
get $500 million.
Yeah, you don't have to give him the bag. Just trade for him and then trade him again after you win the World Series.
Let's say the trade deadline comes and goes. And I was just reading an article that said that the Brewers were actually interested in Joey Gallo last season as well. So maybe there's some of that like lingering, like, oh, we really liked him. Obviously, as you said, Gabe, if you look at the numbers, it's nothing inspiring there. But if they don't make a trade, if they don't acquire anybody to bolster that offense, to help push them forward, are you sitting here going, it's been nice, it's been real, it's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun because you don't think that a deep playoff run is in the cards?
If somebody gets hot, if Hunter Renfro, I mean, Hunter Renfro's not going to stay this hot, but if he, you know, kind of becomes that hot bat over the last couple of months, like he can certainly help you in the playoffs, in a playoff series. Their bats were just so cold last year. Their pitching can carry them. They just need some offense. But if the options are Joey Gallo or nothing, I will take nothing and like it.
Yeah.
I don't want Joey Gallo on this team. Him taking up a roster spot, like, what do you need Joey Gallo for? You have Keston Hiura's better. I mean, I understand Joey Gallo's a better defensive player, but you've got Keston Hiura sitting down in AAA. Just call him up if you want to try something else for a little bit of pop.
It's just, I mean, you look at the Dodgers, for example, and they got a couple pitchers that are good, but their lineup is, like, in the Yankees is ridiculous.
Oh, the Yankees lineup is
It's ridiculous. It's like, how far can the pitching actually take you when you have guy after guy after guy, you know? I mean, the Brewers don't even have anyone hitting 300.
I mean, there are very few people in Major League Baseball hitting
.300. J.D. Martinez is one of them. Three something.
Yeah, he's 315, I think.
There's a player here I'm seeing on one of these MLB trade rumors as well. Oakland outfielder. Who is it, Ashton?
Oh, Ramon Laureano. I really like him. He can play center field. He can play any position in the outfield you really need him to. I like him as a player. I think he would cost too much as part of my issue. All these guys we're mentioning, by the way, their contracts all end this year. However, most of them, Laureano, for one example, he's arbitration eligible. I was just thinking about Ian Happ. Somebody texted in about Ian Happ from the Cubs. He could play infield and outfield, and he's a switch hitter. But he's also going to cost a lot, and he's under team control, which is
Laureano,
why he's going to cost
28 years old, coming off of a first month plus of the season where he was serving a PED ban, an 80-game PED ban. There's two ways of looking at that. There's the, hey, no wear and tear, right? First 80 games of the season, he was just sitting on his butt, wasn't really doing anything. And then you could also say, but you've got a red flag there with
and also,
the guy.
He can't play in the playoffs then, which is an issue.
But that feels like an even bigger deal. That was in the fine print, apparently. That seems like something that would be a problem for a team that does believe that they are a playoff team.
Yeah, especially as a big player for you in the postseason. That would be, kind of seems like a deal breaker. It just does not seem like there's a lot out there. The Brewers do need a bat, I think. But it just doesn't, the options that are out there.
No, not worth doing anything.
It doesn't seem like it's...
You have to be willing to part with something you don't want to part with to get something of substance. I think J.D. Martinez, you can say that he would have, you can find a spot for him. I think you'd probably have to overpay for J.D. Martinez. If you're the Red Sox, why wouldn't you ask for it, knowing that he's going to be a high suitor? Ian Happ, same thing. It's another guy I would love to see him with the Brewers because he's so versatile. You'd have to overpay for him.
The other name I'm seeing here is Jose Siri of the Astros. Not saying specifically that the Brewers are interested in him, but there's been talk of them exploring a trade for him. And since the Brewers have been in center field, outfield conversations, that might be a potential landing spot for him as well. Does that do anything for you?
Yeah, so outfield would be the one spot because right now Tyrone Taylor's been playing a lot of center field. So if you have somebody that can play outfield every day and you can still have Andrew McCutchen serve as that DH, I think that's where the Andrew Benintendi thing was attractive to the Brewers because he's a Gold Glove caliber outfielder. Didn't necessarily have the power, but hit for average, and that was certainly going to help them. Outfield is that one spot where you can make it make sense and take the guys who are playing well right now and still keep them in a lineup on an everyday basis.
Well, there's a lot to pay attention to over the next day or so when it comes to the trade deadline. Of course, the Brewers still atop the division. That is always a good thing. As we said, they just had a really nice series with the Red Sox, and you've got some guys who have started producing. The Christian Yelich thing, I think, is positive. It's optimistic, right? They were talking about the toe tap this weekend, how he's changed a little bit of something in his mechanics, and maybe that will then pay dividends down the stretch, and he will be your bat. Or Hunter Renfroe, like you mentioned, Gabe, could be your bat going forward.
Christian's going to be a leadoff guy. The power's not coming back. I can't imagine the power coming back at this point. Him, again, you look at what he did in June. He hit .291, hitting .286 in July. Like, he's hitting, the numbers are really good. On base percentage of .427 in the month of July. These are really good numbers for a leadoff hitter. I just don't think at this point Christian Yelich is suddenly going to become that middle of the order bat where the ball's flying out of the ballpark the way it was in 2018 and 2019.